Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Episode 8 of the Stonywood Vice Cricket Club podcast. So we had two male Scottish internationals last week. So we've got two female Scottish internationals this week. Fiona Penny, better known probably to the cricketing world as Fiona Urquhart, and Ailsa Lister. How are we doing, guys? Start off, Fee. How's lockdown in Australia been?
Oh, not too bad. Not too bad. We're not quite as it's not been as strict as you guys. There's still been cafes and things open. So. And we're in winter, but the weather's still lovely, so you can get out and about. Everything's opening back up now, so sense of normality again.
And you've got about 100 people allowed to things now, aren't you? So you're getting proper back to normal.
Yeah, pubs are open, and you can sort of, I think 20 people now you can meet with and all that kind of stuff. So getting there. It's been a bit strange, but
for everyone. And also, I can imagine living with Stuart at the best of times is probably a bit rough. During lockdown, must have been a challenge.
Yeah, there's been quite a lot of cricket in the garden, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
We got a puppy just before lockdown, so he's been keeping us busy as well.
Fielder,
But I think Stuart's more work than the puppy is.
Yeah, I can imagine. So today we're just going to do a bit of a, get to know these two, how they got into cricket, and then a bit about just what they've done in the game. And obviously, Ailsa, what you're going to do after. And obviously, Fee, if you find out if you're still in cricket and what are your plans for the future as well. So first of all, Ailsa, how did you get into cricket?
So I just got into cricket through Stuart. So I think Stuart started very young, like P1. Mm-hmm. I think he was going to the sessions at Huntley, and then I think just having that older brother, I was like, oh, I'll give it a go. So I started when I was in primary four, mm-hmm. and just going to the sessions at Huntley. And
Huntley's very cricket orientated, isn't it? So I mean,
especially to the juniors, definitely.
So was that Neil Nicol back then as well, or was it someone else?
Yeah, it was. It was Neil. So he started at the club, and then I was already at club, but then he came to the primary and stuff. So a few more of my friends joined and that kind of thing.
That's good as well, playing with your friends as well. So, and from that, you just caught the bug and kept playing?
Yeah, I kept playing. I did quite a few other things, but then over the years, just kind of whittled it down to focus on cricket.
Yeah. So, and Fee, how did you get into it then?
So Noxie and Grant came round the schools and did the taster sessions. And then if you were good enough, you got picked for a team to go into the inter-schools comp. So I played for Dice Dynamos, which was quite the
Dice
team.
Dice Dynamos, nice.
Played...
I could be a against, T20 franchise nowadays.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. So played against Stonywood Primary, Buckspurn, New Hills at the old BPXL club, which is now no more. And we won. I think I was primary six and we won that year, which was awesome. Mm-hmm. My brother David, he'd started playing the year before, so he'd been already going up to the junior practice. And then me being the annoying little sister, competitive, wanted to go along as well, much to his disgust. But no, he was fine. Tagged along with him and just started going up to junior training and it went from there.
So similar stories then, two older brothers and living in the shadow of their younger sister, I think. they won't like to hear that. So any junior cricket memories of games, Ailsa? Can you remember any first games you would have played?
I remember doing a lot of quick cricket. I remember there was Friday nights and there was Falkirkburys and Elgin. And it was mixed and we would just go to different places and it would play a little round robin each week. And then I also remember running fine leg to fine leg in an under 13s hardball match which Stuart was playing in, and it just so happened that I was there watching, and it was at Manorfield, and they were like, oh, Ailsa, you could just play. So I just remember running fine leg to fine leg, so that wasn't as good as it is now, but
And Effie?
Junior cricket, just being the only girl, but that wasn't the, I'd played football and was the only girl. Vivid memories of the rivalry with Aberdeenshire, that was, that definitely springs to mind. I mean, we played, Stonehaven and Viruri, Bankery, but the game against Shire was always the big one. I think a little bit, we always felt that they kind of looked down their noses at us. A lot of them were private school boys and all that kind of stuff, and they'd rock up at People's Park and just kind of, but there was nothing in it. But to play them and to beat them was always the big thing that you want to do.
So, I've actually got a picture. I'll share my screen with you. See if this brings back some memories for you. Can you see that one?
Oh my God.
Was that a under 13 cup run, was it? Because that is some team when you look at the names there.
Yeah.
I think eight of them played some sort of Scotland level.
Yes. Yeah.
Can you remember anything about that? Was that an under 13 cup, Scottish Cup run?
It might have been under 15s, I think. I think yeah. I was like maybe the sort of lower bracket of under 13s, and then like so Kyle and Brando and that were maybe 15. But I'm not sure, I can't remember off the top of my head. But I do remember that we had a good cup run and then went down to, I think it was New Annie's Land in Glasgow and beat, pretty sure it was Clydesdale in the final. And they were star-studded as well. They had quite a few of the Scotland boys playing as well. But yeah, I've got fond memories of that. Yeah. Some fans, sunglasses in that picture.
I know, the Stevie Wonder lookalikes at the light, Marty Reid. Yeah. No, I mean I just noticed this picture. Three Kutzers, but not the conventional three Kutzers, that's for sure.
Yeah, Cameron and Ashley. AJ in there, yeah, Ashley.
Yeah. Yeah, I just thought it was good to find that on the family. It's quite good to share. Yeah. So wow. anyone that you looked up to at Stonywood for growing up?
I think like that picture there, like as a young junior we had so many young Scotland internationals in the side, and they were like a class above, you know. They were seriously good cricketers, and you could tell why they were in amongst all the youth stuff. So I think, yeah, I mean, because that was obviously the first people we were exposed to, was obviously the older juniors. So definitely, like, you know, playing with Kyle and Brando and Michael Campbell was in there. That's a blast from the past. And I think those boys certainly was the sort of the first people we looked up to. And then, yeah, like, you know, I think Gordon mentioned it last week, it's really hard to pick out because we've got so many like local legends, so many good overseas players, and then like senior cricket for me, starting off playing with the old boys, like AB, Kevin Maver, played a few games with Bob Lamb Senior, I think, back in the day.
That is one person that I would absolutely love to play a game of cricket with, honestly.
Yeah, I think the very very tail end of his playing career, I was probably doing the fine leg to fine leg and something like he was standing slips. But you know, getting to play with those guys, and they were, you know, even at the back end of their career, still serious cricketers, still had that fire, still had that competitiveness, and definitely learned a lot from them. Yeah. And then yeah, like the overseas guys, and yeah, like local legends. I'm not going to rattle names in case I forget someone, but yeah, you know, blessed with a lot of role models and a lot of people to bounce off at the club, which has been great.
Yeah, and then Ailsa, obviously you've maybe a bit different because you've got a lot of women's cricketers, I suppose, going ahead. I mean, especially stuff like Kirsty Gordon. So is that someone that you probably looked?
Yeah. So Kirsty was probably like the first female to come out of Huntley, so she was probably about my age when I was younger and playing cricket. So I remember she would kind of come along and help coach, so that was good. And like then we saw, you know, like Scott, like Kirsty, Scotland player, and I think that was kind of the starting point to get lots of other girls in, because now there's lots of girls my age and a little bit older. Mm-hmm. That I played with, like quick cricket, that all kind of looked up to Kirsty. So Kirsty was definitely the starting point of the female cricketers to come out of Huntley. Yeah. And there still is quite a lot of female cricketers, like, I think. There's still like they've got like girls only sessions and things, and there's like 30 to 40 numbers. Yeah. So that's pretty good.
Well, yeah, I mean, I remember playing games against, like, under-17 Huntley teams, girls only, when I was, like, under 15 and 13, and, you know, maybe you do rock up as a boy thinking, what's going on? You know what I mean? What's going on here? And they actually give you a real run for the money, and you're like, oh, yeah, fair enough. But, so, I mean, that's good. I mean, as you say, not no one better. I mean, she's played the Ashes series and World Cups and all that, so
yeah,
fantastic. But if you could give one tip to a young girl, Ailsa, starting out cricket, maybe like you in primary, whatever she started at, what would you say?
I would probably say to not be scared of the boys.
Yeah.
Especially at that age, there's not that much difference between, you know, like physical abilities and that kind of thing. So it would definitely be a starting point. And I think to just like stick at it and enjoy it, and play lots of different sports as well. I think that's definitely helped. Like many, like, good sports people are like do multiple sports, so that would be my tip.
Fee, what about you? Words of wisdom, ex-Scotland captain.
Yeah, for me, just enjoy it. You know, cricket takes up a fair bit of time, whether it's a game or training sessions. If you're not having fun, then, you know, you're probably not going to do very well. I played my best cricket when I just didn't think about it and had lots of fun. Play to your strengths. Don't try and be a player that you're not. And just keep it really simple. You know, batting's a fairly simple thing to do. Bowling, simple bowling plans. And then probably the biggest thing is really work on your fielding. It's the thing you'll do most in every single game. And it can really change a game. You know, you take a blinding catch to dismiss their gun, or an amazing stop on the boundary to save two or three, and that might win you the game. So yeah, just really work hard and enjoy fielding as well. I think that's a big thing.
Yeah, definitely. So get on to senior stuff then. Obviously, you touched on it there a bit earlier, but what were your first real senior memories or like first senior games you played in? As you say, I mean, as a young girl playing in a man's team, as a boy at 11 years old, you feel a bit intimidated playing with adults. I can't imagine what it would be like for you guys.
Yeah, just started off in the grades, and as far back as I remember, I was the only girl. I don't think I ever played against another female within the grade setup. I hope that's changed now. I hope there's more girls involved. Mm. Tough challenge in the grades. It definitely tests you.
It's a lot tougher than people say. I preach that.
Yeah. Nobody wanted to get out to me. I was a bowler when I first started out, and none of the guys wanted to get out to me. All of the guys wanted to get me out when I was batting. I had to prove them. They'd all crowd around the bat and then get a shock when I drilled a cover drive into their shin or past them to move back. And you know, after a few years they knew what it was all about, and kind of I got that respect from them. I do remember one instance where one lovely chap had been making comments all game about women not playing cricket, which I'd kind of shrugged off, but AB fiercely stood up for me and gave this guy a bit of a spray. And then he came out to bat and AB was bowling and was still giving it to him, and eventually he lost his composure and he spooned up to me at cover. So it was
lovely.
Sweet that AB bowled and I caught him out and he was sent packing. So but there wasn't too much of that. Like I say, it was all the guys had a good bit of respect, and I love playing in the grid.
Ailsa, first senior memories or just playing?
Well, I've only been playing, I think I only played two full seasons for Huntly before I came to Stonywood last season. So not too much, to be honest, but I just remember that because there's quite a good number of girls, I think there was maybe three of us that were playing. We were playing like NOSCA reserves. So that was like, even then was the first hint of the amount of travelling you do for cricket, you know, like travelling up to Fort William.
Especially that NOSCA. That NOSCA is ridiculous, isn't it?
Like going up to Ross County and places like that. I just remember being quite thankful that I had two other girls. And we did get on with there was quite a lot of juniors in that side. You know, there was only three or four senior men, because I think that was kind of the place to grow, like the youngsters. So I just remember being quite thankful that there was other people, and it probably wasn't like Fee where she was like the only girl. And it was quite good because we had quite a good relationship with the other boys. You know, some boys can be a bit like, you know, go away. but definitely having a good relationship with them, and just I think like Huntly were pretty welcoming. I think they kind of just accepted the fact that there was quite a few females coming through, and it just kind of became normal to have females, unlike Fee.
That's what I was going to get onto, how women's cricket's like evolved and changed. And I mean, as you say, Fee, it's, and one thing I did want to mention, obviously, talking about your first team debut, Ailsa, well, you made a first team debut against Aberdeenshire in T20, but the Eastern Premier League first team debut, the week before we played Catherine Bryce against for Watsonians, so they were making a massive deal. Oh, it's the first and only woman to ever play in Eastern Premier League. Next week, Ailsa is keeping for us. So can you talk us through the memories from that day? I think your first catch was the pro, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. I remember it was a really easy catch. It was King or Bowling. And I think, I hate to say it, but I don't think it was actually that good a ball.
No, it wasn't. It was a half-tracker that Classic Stonywood stuck and hands in the air for a while.
And it, like, And I think it took the pro by surprise. And then it's one of those ones that just kind of lobbed up. I absolutely hate those because it's like you have so much time to think about it.
Think about dropping
you've got
it,
the gloves in it. And I just remember having a sigh of relief once I had caught it. I was like, oh, God, like you're not going to get much easier, like first team catches on your debut. And then I remember taking two catches after that as well. So that was pretty good. And then obviously we won. So that was good.
That's a good point to make. I mean, two women played last year in the Eastern Premier League. It just shows how much cricket's going on. And I played in both games, and neither of them looked out of place. You know, yourself or Catherine Bryce, she played some cover drives that I could dream of playing. So, Fee, what about your first team memories? I think you had a few T20s, did you?
Yeah, not a huge amount of first team action. A couple of the midweek T20s, but probably. Was probably more just a fielder.
And you made quite an impact on the second team, though, wasn't it?
I played more second team as a bowler to start off with, and then the last few years of my Stony career was more batting. I love playing the twos. It was always a great bunch of guys, and you obviously get to go to some nice grounds, always some good opposition to play against. And just a lot of fun. I always enjoy playing for the twos.
And a 60-odd against Meagle, I think, do you remember that one?
That might have been my last game for Stonywood. They were unbeaten that year, I think. And I think I might have been the only person to score over 50 against them. Should have had a ton that day. I gave it away.
It's a tough place to bat as well, Meagle, so it might have been a ton of that day.
That's
a good one. So a little story would like Q&A to end that, and then we'll get on to some other stuff. So Fee, one Stonywood player that you wanted to play with or would like to have played with but didn't get a chance to.
I've racked my brains about this one.
It's a tricky one for a guy of people who have been for so long, because you've played with everyone.
And a little bit like Gouge last week, I can't actually think of anyone that I even squeezed in a couple of games with Bob Lamb Senior and all the old boys, and then coming through, like, you know, Gordon and Leeske were my age going through, and then some younger guys that came through. So there's not really anyone, and obviously anyone that came after me, I'm not too sure, but very fortunate to play with an enormous amount of amazing cricketers. So, not got an answer for that one, I'm afraid.
So, okay. Ilse, have you got an answer for that one?
Probably
like stand up to Fee, maybe.
So probably like the normal ones, you know, like I think like Kyle and Gordon and Leeske. I think especially now, you know, but they were quite young, especially Kyle. I think he left when he was quite young, didn't he? But now, like, being the players that they are now, I think you could learn a lot from them. And then also I did put a little note down of Noxie, just because I think it would be quite amusing, because obviously he's now my coach. So I know him pretty well, and I just think it would be quite entertaining to play with him at one point.
Yeah, definitely. Fee, any favourite overseas that you can pinpoint? I know it's difficult to pick one, but I know you had a good Paddy you mentioned, I think.
Absolutely. Paddy had a huge impact on my career. So I was 13, going on 14, Paddy's year. So he made a hell of an impact on my career, just around mindset. I kind of had the skills, but maybe the mental side of the game, I was a bit fiery, and maybe things got the better of me and things like that. But and also I was an out-and-out bowler, and then Paddy came across, and I didn't really enjoy batting, but Paddy changed my mindset. I started off by, I had to write "I can bat" 1,000 times before one of the training sessions.
I might try it.
you write it enough and you start to believe it. And then making it really simple, the drills, the footwork drills, balance drills, red and yellow ball for attacking and defending shots, just really, really simple. And then as Gouge said last week, you know, watching yourself back on film really makes a massive difference. Like, you think your head's in a really good position and it's actually not. So that was amazing. And then his fielding sessions at training were just they were so intense. Like you, sometimes you, you know, felt like you were going to throw up and you were exhausted at the end of it. But training at that intensity, when it came to a game, it was just second nature, and you just did it. And you know, diving stops, throwing off the ground, taking amazing catches, and just that sort of work ethic around how to train, and then yeah, mindset. So Paddy, without doubt, had the biggest impact on my career.
Yeah, I think he did say that. He said we were the best fielding side by an absolute mile in the league, and as you said, I said at the start, it makes a massive difference. Also maybe a bit tougher for you, but any favourite overseas over the years? Obviously, you've got Huntley as well, so maybe.
Yeah, I think. Well, I've only I remember being really young, and we had. Huntley had Azhar Ali, and I know, like, everybody learned quite a lot from him, but I think I was maybe just a little bit too young, but I do remember meeting him, and then I've only really had, and then Huntley didn't really have many after that, and then obviously just last year had Gareth and Liam, so I've not really had that much experience of the overseas, but I remember when I was maybe P7, we had Matt Day and Marlo Jardine, and Marlo was doing quite a lot of coaching, and he definitely helped me a lot, and they ended up, like, they were staying at flat, like, just at the end of our road, and obviously Stuart being, like, cricket mad, they were around quite a lot, so I definitely learned quite a lot from them, as well as Stuart as well, I suppose.
Yes, that's good. So last question on Stonywood then. Favourite game theme? You'll have a lot to pick from.
Jeez, I can't remember what I had for dinner last night, let alone games from like 6-7 years ago. That's tough. I think, again, it's a bit of a cop-out answer, but like the whole social side of things, Stonywood, like, It could be a dreadful game where you got thumped, but you still had an amazing day because of you know, the social side of things, and even training. It was like so inclusive. You know, whether you're first team, second team, third team, like everyone was in and having a laugh and then have a beer afterwards. So again, it's a bit of a cop out. But
got any funny stories for the socials then? Where you can substitute the question.
Just, and like I said, I can never remember stats and stuff, so there's, and I can never remember performances, so and like I said at the start, like junior cricket and then in senior cricket, any game against Shire was always a big one, so they probably stand out, and then obviously if you beat them, even better.
Absolutely. Also, any favorite games over that you've played? Once again, it's hard, isn't it? It's a hard question.
Yeah, it's a hard one. I don't know, actually. Haven't really thought about it, but yeah. I really enjoyed playing like twos as well, because I feel like it was kind of like I was definitely thrown in at the deep end, you know, like just came at, kind of at the start of the season, end of the winter, start of the season, and then just kind of thrown in. So it was definitely, you know, I was like this young girl, and like as Fee says, you know, everybody's so friendly and they welcomed me in, and obviously I had Michael Lowe, which he's quite a character, but he, you know, he kind of helped me into Stonywood, and obviously having lots of car journeys with him, which is lots.
There's probably
of
no one better, is there, to
yeah
make the ice and help you get into.
But I definitely enjoyed every twos game. It was always fun, always felt included, and I just love keeping. I could keep for days, you know, and I could keep for days and not bother batting, you know. batting's just so much effort, and keeping, I just feel like it's just like muscle memory now.
Yeah.
I don't really have any topics.
Yeah, it's a tricky one. I've asked a few people. I might bin off that one, because everyone, Kyle and Gary just went, I've played about 500 games of cricket. I have got no idea. Anyway, so we'll move on a bit. I'm just interested. I think it'd be quite interesting to talk about like how women's cricket's changed. Because obviously, Fee, as you say, when you started, what was like the Scotland stuff like? Was there any? Was there even anything much going about in the junior side of things, or was it?
Yeah, no, there was the senior women's team, and that was it. So if you played and almost could hold a bat, then you were almost in the
so there wasn't even any under 13s, 15s or anything?
Nah, there was the senior stuff, and then there was some under 21s, and then from there it obviously progressed, I think, to like 15, 17s. But I played 21s and full stuff, but there wasn't any junior stuff. Played junior boys. I played three games for the Scotland under 13 boys. I think I was the first girl to play. Still the first girl to play in a boys.
I would make a bit educated guess and say you're probably the only one. Yeah.
yeah. So that was good. Played three internationals against Denmark, which is a random team to play against. But that was good. Women's stuff. Yeah, back in the day, like, you know, there wasn't many women to pick from. And come together, you know, you're up and down the road to Edinburgh, early starts and all that. And then as it progressed, obviously we got involved in the county stuff. So that meant trips to all over England, Devon being the furthest one, which from Aberdeen was I think 13 and a half hours. And then, you know, obviously it's all amateur. So you had, not a huge amount of holidays, so I was often driving back and then getting in at 4 a.m. and going to work at 6:30 the next morning, which probably wasn't very sensible. But it's come a long way. I think the setup now, it's, you know, I mean, it's not professional in terms of being paid, but, you know, I know the girls get a lot of support, like S&C and the mental side of things and things like that. So it definitely makes a difference. My last tournament in Sri Lanka in 2017. There was some teams like South Africa and Bangladesh who were fully pro. There was some teams that were like semi-pro, and then the amateur teams like ourselves, essentially amateur. And you could see the difference. Like, you really could see the difference in just the intensity of playing, things like that. So
yeah,
I hope down the line there is an option for the Scottish girls to have it as a career. It's still early days. We played our first international in 2000, so it's only 20 years old and a bit to go. But yeah, I'd love to hear the news that even semi-pro contracts for the girls would be awesome.
Can you remember much about your debut? How it came about? Because I think, looking at the thing, you were 12 or 13?
Yeah, I played a couple of county games when I was 12. And then first ODI, I was maybe 13 and a half. I think the first game, or if not the same tournament, we played England. I think it was the only time we played full England, actually, and they racked up 300 against us, and we got bowled out for I think about 35. So probably I was zero not out, though, which batting number seven, I was zero not out. That tells you how it went. So it's probably one of the worst games of cricket you could ever have. But that was down in, I think, Reading, I think, perhaps.
How did it come about? Was it just did you expect it, or was it like, wow, I'm playing?
We went down, I remember Mum took me to, I think it was maybe Dollar, the school near Stirling, and they held like open trials. At that time, that, you know, there was maybe 20 girls in the country that was playing. So went down and had trials, and it was Clarence Parfitt, who's Art of Broth. He was the coach at the time, and he had a chat to Mum and, you know, what availability I had and all that kind of stuff. And then, yeah, got a phone call a week or so after that, you know, invite me down to, like I said, I think it was a couple of county games. And then, yeah, following year was obviously the training and a more structured fixture list as well.
Yeah. So, in a stark comparison, you've been Scotland women all throughout the age groups, is it?
So what? Yeah, I started in under 17s, and it's only this year that they were starting in under 15s, so that's again progress. But I think I think this is my third year. This was going to be my fourth year in under 17s this year. And then kind of progressed to under 21s, which was then, it's now kind of known as the Performance Academy. And then I played quite a few A games last year, which is all the counties, traveling by bus, 12 hours or whatever it was.
Good fun, innit?
Yeah, great fun. But I definitely think, like, looking back on like the bus journeys and everything like that, it definitely like helped, like the whole bonding and everything like that. Because if I didn't know half these girls, especially going into the A team last year, But then spending 12 hours on a bus, you know, you're going to get to know people. And then, yeah, so then I made my debut last year. So I've only played one game, and that was against England Academy, which ended up getting rained off. So that was a bit annoying.
Take it. There'll be plenty more, I'm sure, but take it.
I'll still take it.
Absolutely.
But it was fine because actually we managed to get, managed to book. So it was at Loughborough. So we managed to get the whole hall for like the whole day. Mm-hmm. So we got quite a lot of coaching in and training. So that it wasn't all bad. And then the England Academy girls were also there. So we're kind of like splitting the hall. So that was quite good. But it's definitely evolved. Obviously, they had the qualifiers last year in Scotland, but they obviously didn't qualify. But it was still really good because, you know, we had a lot more support than I definitely didn't expect as much support as there was. But it was definitely good. And it was good that it was held in Scotland because then it kind of, you know, puts it on the map and people realise, oh, there is actually a Scotland team, I guess.
Yeah, no, absolutely, I remember that. And weren't far away from qualifying, was it? Just if we could have beaten the Irish. No, as you say, I mean, that's really good. So I suppose the Scotland stuff, do you have a favourite game or a favourite tournament or anything? Because I think you've played in I saw a ICC Council, Cricket Council game with Pakistan and everything or something.
Yeah, I think... the last tournament I played in, we probably didn't perform as well as we could, but the game against South Africa, like, we had absolutely nothing to lose. Like, so these are full-time girls, and they've got, like, Danny Van Niekerk, Marizan Kapp, the quick bowler, Ishmael, who bowls bloody quick. She got me on the toe, and it hurt a little bit. You know, we had nothing to lose, and we went out, and we didn't win the game, but we had some solid performances in there. Cari Carswell got a 50 against them, and we had them maybe five down, I think, which, you know, nowhere near getting them out, but just to take five wickets against a team like that. The qualifiers prior to that in Thailand, it was a T20 comp. At that stage, I love T20, so going in and having a hit, it was kind of my role to just try and get us off the flyer. We just missed out on qualification on that one as well. We came third in that tournament. So again, yeah, just so close.
Slowly but surely getting there, isn't it?
Exactly that. Any other games that stand out?
I had a quick look on your cricket info. I couldn't find the scorecard, but a 97, I think, somewhere. 97 out?
Yeah, 97 not out, yeah.
Remember that one? Fancy just maybe waiting three more runs for you? Or?
We were batting second, so we reached the total. And someone was like, why do you not hit a six off the last ball? And I was like, well, haven't hit a six all game, so, you know, to try and do it. But, yeah, I mean, that was pretty good innings, that one. I batted really well that day and had a lot of fun with that one. And I don't think I knew what I was on, actually. I think it was, you know, ground where you either can see your score or they're, you know. But to come off, you know, 97 not out, you'd take that. So, closest I got, yeah.
Closest you got, yeah. I know. If only the other person at the other end, you just told dot it up.
Yeah.
anyway, so I've always wondered, Ailsa, where did keeping come from? Was it just natural, or did you just not fancy bowling?
Well, actually, it was again in quick cricket, and I remember we had like a girls tournament and quite a few girls games, and everybody was the likes of Laura Grant, you know, that age, so kind of that 3 years older than me. So they were in P7, I was in P4, and there was just me and then them, and then I think, you know, everybody was just like, oh, you know, you're the youngest, you can stand behind the stumps, that's the boring job, you know. So then I just ended up like standing behind the stumps, and then obviously everybody gets bowled, so then I'd bowl my one over and then get chucked back behind the stumps again, and then it just kind of evolved into like hard ball. And then Callum Howard, he was at our training, and he kind of kept up, he did some keeping work with me, and I just loved it. I just loved, you know, I remember like looking out to the boundary and there'd be a girl like doing cartwheels in quick cricket on the boundary because she was bored, you know, or and then another girl like picking her nails or whatever it was, and I just was always in the game. I just loved that, like just being a part of it all the time and not having any chance to just pick my nails or whatever it was.
Yeah, absolutely, keep seeing the game all the time. So I suppose we'll end with like a little like what's happening next. So Ailsa, what's your career ambitions, I suppose? What is the goal? I mean, I'm sure there'll be plenty more Scotland stuff, but have you got ambitions to go down south or?
I think like I just want to play like to the highest level possible. Yeah. I think I'm probably going to go to uni down in Edinburgh. So that'll be quite handy for the whole Scotland stuff and that kind of thing. And just I think because I'm just in the like the training squad mostly for the Scotland women. So probably just to become a permanent, you know, have a solid spot in the 12 or 13 or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And just probably just keep playing and get to the highest level I can.
And see what happens. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Fee, obviously you retired a few years ago, was it?
Yeah.
Just because the commute from Australia was a bit more than from Aberdeen to Edinburgh.
Yeah. Yeah, a couple of things that, like the last tournament, I, you know, we played well, but I did notice a massive gap between the teams that were qualifying and some other teams as well. So certainly, you know, I felt in the next couple of years, which is all I had probably left in me, I didn't see us qualifying for World Cup, which was a big driver for me. And yeah, the long distance thing, you know, being part of a squad where you're only meeting up with the squad at the tournament was quite tough as well. So that had a bit to do with my decision as well. So and then I played I was still playing club cricket,
yeah, so
played two more games after I retired, and then called a day on that as well. Wanted to do other stuff on my weekend, like surfing and skateboarding and all the crazy things you do when you turn 30 over in Australia.
So I was gonna say, when did you move over to Australia? It was 5 years ago now, is it?
Six and a half, yeah. So after the 2013 season, headed over for supposed to be 6 months. Yeah, mum still says that's a long 6 months. So played one season, came back to Scotland for a season, and then 2014 came out sort of full time permanently, I guess. Yeah,
and so stayed in cricket. Did you stay in cricket over there and then?
Yeah, so played five seasons, first grade cricket out here, which is awesome. A lot of some international girls play, some the state team, a lot of the girls play in that comp as well. So really good standard. Yeah, finished up with that a couple of years ago. But I work in cricket, so I work for Cricket New South Wales. We also for the Sixers, that's why I'm in this gear. So I am an area manager in community cricket. So we deal with everything in the Sydney North region, from entry level programs, just like I think you guys call it All Stars, it's similar to that.
Yeah.
All in the schools, club cricket, junior, female cricket, all abilities cricket, lots to do with the council, with putting facilities in. And aligned with the BBL, so we get to do some match activation stuff as well, which is pretty cool.
That's cool. So still in cricket, and a stark contrast to what it's like in Scotland, I'm sure.
Yeah. Still love cricket. So the chance to work in it, and community cricket. You know, you're working with all the youngsters, and especially the girls' cricket over here. You know, they've got a pathway for girls right through. From the minute they pick up a bat, right through, you know, little girls over here can say, "I want to be a cricket player as a job, whether it's a state level or higher honours at international," which is incredible. It's really good to see.
Yeah, no, that's all good. So, I mean, I think we'll end with a quick Q&A about places you've played and all that. So, first of all, Ailsa, favourite ground you've played at?
So I think favourite Scottish ground is probably either Gordonstoun or Broth. Mm-hmm. And then we also played, well, last year when we went to Ireland, I played at, it was called Rush Cricket Club, and that was in Dublin, and that was Owen Morgan's home ground, like where he grew up. So that one was for like the occasion. It was like a couple weeks after they'd won the World Cup. So that was quite cool, like the experience to play there, and they still had the banners and everything up. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah. Fee?
Yeah, some nice grounds over here in Sydney, some sort of first-class grounds that you play club cricket on, which is pretty cool. One qualifying tournament we played in South Africa, in a region called Stellenbosch, which is wine country. So they had all these cricket grounds in amongst the vineyards, which was incredible. Really something quite special. Not playing, but with my job, like I said, we do the on-ground stuff. So BBL games, we get to run out with the kids, doing them sort of halftime entertainment. We do it at the test match, the New Year's test match as well. So two summers ago, ran out to a full house at the SCG for the Ashes test match. And, you know, the crowd get behind the kids, and so they're cheering the sixes and the sixes they hit and the wickets. So not playing, but you know, that's still a hell of an experience to do that. Back home, Stirling County, New Williamfield, mm-hmm. was always a favourite. Beautiful setting, and I always did quite well there. We played a lot of regional stuff there. And you can't beat People's Park, you know.
There we go, waited for it. I've asked so many people that question, no one said People's Park.
Yeah, you know, cold bug of a place, you needed about five jumpers on, but you know, it's your home ground. And yeah,
unique.
Can't beat it.
Funniest teammate, Elsa. Funniest teammate you've ever played with. Must have a few characters.
Oof. Well, in the women's squad, I'd probably say Lorna Jack. She is quite a character. Police officer, so she has quite a few funny stories. She just says it as it is, you know, quite like those people that just, you know, no filter whatsoever.
Yeah. Fee, you must have had a few characters back in the day.
Yeah, I think in Stonywood, probably Gordon Gowdy. He always had amazing banter. He was so quick. If someone said something to him, he would just straight back with something pretty comical. Women's stuff, probably. My two best mates, Abby, who's still playing, and Carrie. You know, lifetime friends in them, and yeah, a lot of people would think our banter is terrible, but between the three of us, we always had a bit of a giggle. So yeah, that's probably my two from the Scotland
side. And then probably leading on to the next one, best player played with. Obviously we can do in senior stuff and then women's cricket, but I think Carrie maybe up there. She was quite a player, wasn't she?
Yeah, phenomenal batter. Just so much patience. Could hit the ball so well. Handy bowler as well, seamer, and then into some handy little offies in the back end of her career as well. But yeah, probably some club cricket over here, so both with and against. So one of my first games out here was against a club called Sydney Tigers, whose opening bowler was Elise Perry and whose wicketkeeper was Alyssa Healy. So this is one of my first games. I'm like, oh my god, welcome to Sydney cricket. And I tried to, you know, stamp my authority and go after her, which I think I scored about five that day. But the second season I was there, I was pretty smart and I joined Sydney Tigers. So I got to play with Midge and Pez. So they were on my team. So they were incredible to play with. Phenomenal cricketers, but also two of the nicest people you'll ever meet. For being such superstars, they're so down to earth. So yeah, that's with and against.
Elsa, what about you with and against? That's ace. So you made the right decision going over there.
Yeah,
don't bother facing her.
Yeah, they're quite big names. In Scotland in women's cricket, it's probably actually the hardest. Is especially last season was when we played Stormers and Eagles regionals, and when both Bryces were in the Eagles. that was probably be the hardest match. You know, they both opened the batting and then Catherine would open the bowling or something and mm-hmm. Sarah would be behind the stump. So a bit of a wall there to try and break down.
So is that maybe your best that you've played with and against then? If you've...
I don't know. I'm trying to think actually. I can't really think of many, like when I played twos and things mm-hmm. like that. Obviously, we've played a lot of county cricket, and there's quite a few. There's been a couple that have gone on to play like Kia Super League and that kind of thing. But no names spring to mind.
Yeah. Okay. So the last question I've got is one piece of advice, or similar to a previous question, one piece of advice that you would give a 13-year-old self. One thing you wish you knew. for going into the cricketing world? Only do tough questions here.
Yeah, that's tough. That's tough.
Has it maybe similar to the advice earlier?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, what I said before is that you've absolutely got to enjoy it. You know, don't be pigeonholed into, you know, I think a lot of people like, oh, you're a bowler or you're a batter and you don't do anything else. But at 13, you can do whatever you like. You can try off spin, you can try leggies, you can open the bat and you can try and nudge it around, you can try and whack it as far as you can. And I think as Ailsa said, you know, play other sports as well. Don't just limit yourself. At 13, you know, there's so much you can do. And you'll probably enjoy cricket more if you're enjoying other things as well. Yeah. But yeah, have fun with it. Cricket's, you meet the most amazing people. You get to go to some of the most amazing places. Luckily for me, you know, I've been around the world with cricket, and now living in a beautiful country, working in cricket. So you know, just, yeah, enjoy it, and the opportunities will come your way. I think that's probably my advice.
Yeah, Ailsa, and then.
Well, it's only 3 years ago, so I can't really think. Probably like a lot has changed for me in the last 3 years. You know, 3 years ago I was just playing like NOSCA reserves. But I think probably to just I'm still figuring it out now, to be honest. But like to just kind of trust in the process, and that's, I'm kind of giving myself advice on that right now. But that's just kind of like to not take things, you know, too seriously because like hopefully I've got quite a long career ahead of me, and if I put all of this pressure on yourself, you know, I'm sure a lot of people do it, you put a lot of pressure on yourself, even at a young age, then, you know, what's to come when you're actually supposed to be putting pressure on yourself and actually feeling the pressure. But I think, again, to just enjoy it.
I think that's the main takeaway, especially just you've got to enjoy it. So that's us. I always like to end on this. I'm a bit of an agent, see, for the Legends fee. So I would call you a Stony with Dice legend. I'm sure everyone else would as well. If you're ever over, I'm sure, also, as you know, you're more than welcome to the club. And if you make it a September, there'll be a special spot in the Legends team for you. So it was a great day last year.
Not sure the borders will be open by September to get back for them. But
maybe not this September.
Yeah. But no, absolutely. Like, yeah, whenever we're back next, we'll definitely be up. I'll take the little fella up with. You know, he'll probably have a bat in his hand by that stage. So, yeah, definitely come back and have a beer.
And yeah, we won't surrender Ailsa to the Legends team yet. We still need someone behind the stumps. So, thanks very much for coming on, guys. That was another great one. So, and thanks everyone for watching. You.